Harmonization is the word that kept resurfacing in the conversation my son and I had on December 14, 2017, and it continues to come up for me. And while it emerged in different contexts and with different purposes implied, the overriding one is unification. Proudhon uses the word to express how we naturally fit into each other's gifts when there is no global state to interfere with this process. And Nicola knew that global unity and peace would come once our interests and affinities could find their natural harmonization. Through our use of his gifts to us, of free energy, water, and instantaneous communication to freely share them. So this is the moment of healing, where healing there need be, of healing the rifts between us, which, as Nicola knew, would have happened long since if we could but talk to each other. Prince said this too, and Proudhon. And Maxim Gorky shows us this process in Mother, Ukrainians and Russians, so-called peasants and so-called intellects. All who come from love and have a consciousness of it say the same. We come from a common place. That place is love. And we return to it upon death. Those of us who own it, O lovers of power, O mitered aspirants for this world's kingdom, says Charlotte Bronte in Viette. Now, power will never own this, cannot, to exist, and so causes rifts to prevent our unification, for it is wedded to its sense that it represents the best, quote unquote, and must forever retain its exclusive decision-making privilege. It's privilege to determine the future as it sees fit. The notion of our equality is anathema to it. And this moment of healing, of renouncing class, of all of us coming together across its false divisions, dissolving them, making the amends that meld us, is the moment Prince sees in the work, his messages to us, urging us to take it up, loving us up to the challenge. And seeing where I fit into this great harmonization is now what's up for me. The recognition that the puzzle pieces that once matched, interlocked, reveal the true story of our current dilemma. That the various angles of our emissaries on love's reality, on the reality of God, of Allah, of wholeness, of truth, of oneness and health, the authentic self, the all of it, the infinite, the universal spirit, and their languages for expressing this reality we come with and must hang on to or repossess, need harmonizing. That this is my part, although obviously not mine alone, of ensuring that we mesh our steps, meld our minds, in order to come together as one. And end the class system, which lives by our division. So, I'm back on that ground that feels like an earthquake, a place hard to explain for one so long asleep, for one who, in a sense, might fit Charlotte's description of an aspirant for a kingdom of this world, the kingdom of knowledge, as Prince so accurately calls it. Though not a lover of power, I nonetheless sought to prove my worth, admittedly in a left frame, but I've learned the mindset is the same. To succeed in the terms power laid out for me, to be productive in unearthing the truth among the invented stories the global statesman planned for us to use. So I ask your patience with my slow steps. I'm on what for me is ground that is unprecedented. I happened upon an article that might prove a fruitful way into this discussion of kingdoms, of Prince's choice, essentially. If you can, please check it out. The article I've already mentioned, the book review titled Paul is Dead by James Wood in the New Yorker of July 10 and 17, 2017. It's inspired me to read the man himself, St. Paul.
In a purple spotlight, a figure spins around. baby, baby, do you like the sound? Untarnished memory. Are you ready, baby? Let me hear you scream. Baby, for one night alone with me. Yeah.